Hey everyone, welcome back to 2016 Verizon Vikings Training Camp. Mike Wobschall here with our good friend Paul Charchian, who does a lot of work for us and does a lot of work on his own at leaguesafe.com. Tons of fantasy football information right there, and it is fantasy football season, correct?
Well, it's starting now, yeah. I mean, you know, for most people, you get the off season, but when training camp starts, the juices get flowing for fantasy owners, and yeah, we're already knee deep in the content and, you know, giving a lot of thought to this stuff.
You keep your eye on everything league-wide, but we're going to ask you to narrow your focus to the team that you just saw, the Minnesota Vikings. And I think everyone looks right away at Adrian Peterson. Where is he on your running back rankings? If he's not number one, why isn't he number one? And did Le'Veon Bell's suspension make him number one?
Well, Le'Veon Bell wasn't my number one guy. I've got Ezekiel Elliott as my number one running back.
A rookie, yeah.
You know, it's the rare combination of a rookie running back at an elite collegiate level who falls into the perfect spot where he's going to go to Dallas with a fantastic offensive line and defenses that can't afford to just, you know, focus on stopping him. You know, because you got Dez Bryant, you got Tony Romo. I mean, those are guys you have to account for. So he's in a perfect spot, but Adrian is still my number three running back. I mean, so really, really optimistic about Adrian. And really like the way the offensive line has just got so much more depth now. I feel so much better about the Vikings offensive line this year. And comfort in the knowledge that, Mike, it's always going to be an Adrian Peterson-led offense while he's here. And, you know, what that means is, you know, Teddy's never going to, you know, with Adrian here, Teddy's not going to be a 35-touchdown throwing quarterback. He doesn't need to be. You know, they win by running arguably the best, in my mind, the best running back who's ever played a game. And why wouldn't you? So lots of fantasy love for Adrian Peterson. I think he expands on all of last year's numbers. And, you know, presuming he stays healthy like everybody else. And, you know, I think last year's league-leading yardage will be easy for him to eclipse behind a much better, what I think is going to be a much better offense this year.
And, I mean, Adrian averages 1,400 yards and change and averages 12 touchdowns per year. You know, and so an average year makes him, last year, a number one, two, or three running back, depending on what kind of format you're in. That's an average year, right? Yeah. So you can certainly expect, as you said, more from him this year. But now Teddy, you can expect more from Teddy this year as well. So depending on how many teams you have in your league and what your scoring system is like, where do you put Teddy? A borderline QB1? Is he a QB2? What do you think about him?
Yeah, I think he's a spot starter, and you're gonna pick your spots, you know, where you might roster him and potentially even start Teddy. But at only 14 touchdowns the last 2 years, he simply has to get more production out of that. And that's just not just fantasy. The Vikings need to get more production out of him. You can win games get to the playoffs, you can win games behind 14 touchdowns from Teddy, but to really be a full-featured offense, to win consistently, your quarterback position just has to produce more, and I think it will this year. And, you know, Teddy's a guy you could take potentially last pick of your draft because people are thinking of 14 touchdowns. Fantasy owners always get locked into just replaying last year, but last year never happens again. So, you know, it's an opportunity to take Teddy knowing that almost certainly he's going to expand from 14. I think low 20s for touchdowns is very reasonable for him to develop in year three. I love what Laquon Treadwell ought to bring to a passing offense inside the 10-yard line and the 5-yard line, where I could see a lot of corner fades to him. I think more touchdown production from Teddy's coming, and you're going to be able to use him as a spot fantasy starter this year.
How about a Viking who we haven't mentioned? I mean, you know, Blair Walsh, a very solid kicker fantasy-wise because he makes a lot of long field goals. We already talked about Adrian and Teddy. How about a surprise Viking that you would maybe put on your radar? And I'm not saying early round guy necessarily, but just a surprise Viking that might be a productive fantasy player.
Kyle Rudolph, who, you know, was, last year had to just simply block more than he wanted to or anybody else wanted him to because the offensive line didn't play that well and they had all the injuries that everybody knows about. I think this year Kyle comes back and it becomes a much bigger part of a passing game that, again, is going to develop. If I think that Teddy's going to add, you know, almost a 50, he's going to add by 50% to his touchdown total, that's a lot of opportunities for other players. And, you know, Kyle Rudolph at a position that's always super thin and weird at tight end is a guy that you can get late in your drafts that's got 7 touchdown, 8 touchdown, 9 touchdown upside at the tight end position. So I think he's a really nice sleeper for Vikings.
A lot of us are just starting to think about fantasy right now, but you've been thinking about it basically all year round, and you've been studying things and trends and all of that. What's happening in some of your drafts that you've already had or some of your discussions with your friends in the industry? What's being talked about that's kind of surprising to you, that's maybe a new trend this year. It can be a player or a theory or a strategy. What's interesting in the fantasy football landscape right now?
You know, for over a decade, we've been talking about on my show and KFAN that, you know, you really need to be cautious about drafting running backs early, because for every Adrian Peterson, there are guys that are really good talents like Jamaal Charles who get hurt, or Le'Veon Bell who gets hurt or suspended. And it's a position that's really, really fraught with danger. And what we're finding early on is that increasingly drafts, especially this year, are heading away from running backs. So many people snake bit on first-round running backs. Really, through the first two rounds of drafts last year, only Adrian ended up living up to his draft position. Everybody else didn't do it. And so all these snake bit owners are really finding players at other positions, wide receivers, even Rob Gronkowski in the first round, quarterbacks like Cam Newton that are going early just to help mitigate a lot of the risk that comes with the running back position.
Explain your famous do the opposite strategy.
The do the opposite strategy says we're not going to lose our league in the first four rounds by drafting running backs who may or may not pan out. And again, running backs, you can have this thing figured out exactly right. You know, Jamaal Charles, it's a perfect opportunity, a great back, but then because of injury, it doesn't work out. Or because the defense is suddenly really bad, they're not running anymore. So many things can go wrong with running backs. Do the opposite says don't draft a running back for the first four rounds. Take other positions and then hit running back, running back, running back, running back. Lots of running backs in the middle of your draft, because so many guys like Devonta Freeman last year is a great example, or a Danny Woodhead. So many backs, you're able to find these backs in the middle to late rounds that end up performing great. You can get those backs later. And in the meanwhile, the guys at the other positions are great every year. You know, wide receivers, the vast majority. Julio Jones, great every year. Odell Beckham, great every year. You know, Antonio Brown, great every year. Those guys are so much more dependable. Put those early round draft picks into guys you know are going to work out.
Last question. What is your favorite playoff format for fantasy football?
For fantasy football in the playoffs, in the NFL playoffs?
Yeah, no, how do you end the season in week 14? You, like, end the season in week 16. What's your favorite format? How many teams get in a 12-team league, that sort of thing?
I like to advance six teams, and then, you know, much like the conferences do in the NFL, a couple of teams get a bye. And, you know, I think the important thing there that a lot of people forget later, you know, that you should be thinking about now is, what are you going to do if there's a tie in your playoffs? It's the preseason. Get that squared away now so you aren't dealing with a major league implosion when you have a tie in your playoffs. So give that some thought right now.
For the Vikings office, just for fun, fantasy pool, cameraman and producer of the Wobcast, Nate Vaughn, was the winner. So he's very proud behind the camera right now. So there's some playoff formatting tips for all of you who may be watching, and maybe something we can switch up so Nate doesn't win it next year. All right, everyone get ready to write something down or take a screenshot, because Charch is going to tell you how you can follow him for more fantasy advice this season. Give us all the different ways that they can find your information.
Two ways. Number one, you can follow me on Twitter, at Paul Charchian, or go to League Safe or League Safe Post. League Safe Post is our content site. League Safe is for all of your league finance management issues. But League Safe Post has got my cheat sheet right now. So you can go there right now and get my cheat sheet. It's got a bunch of stories, sleepers. Do you want to draft Josh Gordon? Who's my favorite sleeper running back? All those answers at League Safe Post.
And we will try to convince Charge to come on more Vikings.com videos and more Wobcast to give you even more fantasy football advice. So keep sending your questions in to me. If you have questions for Charge, you can find them on Twitter, or you can send those to me as well. That's it for now. More fantasy info coming up later with Paul Charchian.